Natalie, and I'm joined with my sister, Laura Beth.
Hello. Hey.
We're coming to you a little bit late this week, but happy Friday. So much to talk about.
Hello.
Yeah, so we were just going to pod about Vanderpump Rules yesterday, but then we ended up both watching Summer House last night.
And this is an emergency pod.
Yeah, because you were watching it and you were texting me, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. So I stayed.
Yes.
I don't usually like watch things at night. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And I was like rage texting Laura Beth during the Summer House, which we're going to get into.
Yes.
But I did love, I sent you this on Instagram. I know you'll post it, but our queen, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, was at Sir.
Yes. I cannot believe our worlds have collided.
And she posted like an Insta or a reel or a TikTok and was like serving at Sir. Do you think she like watched this show or like tell her to go?
I'm like, in prison, did they watch it? Like, I'm just like curious because I don't know. I'm like, did she catch up when she got out? Like, I don't know.
Has she been binging like Peacock?
Yeah.
Like,
I have a lot of questions about this, honestly.
Yes. So, and I'm like, was Lisa there? Was Peter Madrigal there? Like,
I know. I need more information.
Yeah, I just saw her standing by the Sir sign saying serving at Sir. So,
I love it.
We will find out soon. I'm sure more information is going to come out. So, that was like a little exciting thing this morning.
Yes.
The other like big thing that kind of came out yesterday was this little teaser for Real Houses of New Jersey,
right?
Did you get a chance to watch that?
Yes, it looks great. Like, it looks like everyone's fighting with everyone. Like, it's not just Melissa and Tree anymore. Like, I love it. I'm like, please, like, I'm sick of watching Melissa and Teresa. Like, let's watch everyone else fight, you know?
100%.
Yeah, it looks great.
I felt like it was very much them trying to be, and this isn't a bad thing, but very much trying to be Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
With the editing and the production of like Dolores sitting at the table alone.
Yeah.
It was giving me very much beach vibes from Salt Lake City.
Totally. No, you're totally right. I mean, New Jersey is like my favorite franchise. I love those ladies. Like, I have a love hate with Teresa, but I love most of them. I love the family dynamics. Like, I love it. But the online discourse, I'm not looking forward to that. I'm kind of scared to have a podcast during New Jersey, to be honest with you. But
yeah, Gypsy 666.
Because the fandom is like crazy.
Oh my god, I just said Gypsy 666.
Ginger 666.
She's going to come after us, I'm sure.
Yes, and I just am like, I hate talking about New Jersey like on Twitter because that fandom is just psychotic, like on both sides. It's crazy. But I'm excited for it to come back. I love New Jersey, so... But the little snippet, I mean, it was like everyone's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, wow. Like, there's stuff on there. I feel like they haven't leaked, which I appreciate, you know. So, yeah. Overall, it looks
great. I thought the same thing about the leaks because I know that they're notorious for that. And I know Jennifer Aiden was accused this past week reaching out to Bravo accounts and blogs to like get to like spill secrets and share information. But for the most part, I feel like they kept a tight lid on what's to come this season. So
yes, I agree.
Yeah. I'm
interested
excited
to see the Jackie of it all. Like, I'm kind of disappointed in Jackie because you and I both love Jackie as a housewife. And I'm just like, why are you? Cause it reads as she just wants to be back on the show to me. And I feel like becoming friends with Teresa was like her way of like being a friend of, I don't know. I just am like, why are you doing this? And I love Dolores. Dolores looks amazing in the snippet, by the way, like her hair, like she looks so good. I was like, I love Dolores, but yeah, I'm excited for it to come out. It comes out like the day after my baby's born. So it'll be like a good maternity leave.
Oh yes. Great. Show some positive energy to Beau's life. Yeah.
I know in the hospital, I'm going to be like watching it. Well, I'm in labor. No.
Dying. Yeah.
No, I'm excited. So yeah.
Yeah, it looked really good. Because the trailer itself came out you know, a couple of weeks ago or so, and it looked fine, but this definitely like kind of like definitely like played up the drama
it like
in a
hooked
more
you
like
in. Yes,
productive,
totally.
like production way. So
Totally.
yeah, I love Bravo like kind of stepping up their game with things like this.
Me too. Well, you know, they did this with The Valley. I don't know if you remember, like, they showed that, like, trailer forever, and it didn't look good. Like, we were all like,
right.
It was Jackson the clown
the
car,
AI
and we were
one.
like, yes. And it was like, this doesn't look good at all. But then they released, like, the sneak peek thing, and it was like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing. And so I like kind of that they do that. Like, they release the first trailer is kind of like, eh, whatever. But then they hook you, like, a couple weeks later with this, like, amazing trailer. So, yeah. I think they're stepping up their game in, like, production for sure.
Speaking of production, another big headline this week was that Vanderpump Rules is actually going to pause production for their. They're not gonna, they typically start filming in May, June, July, and they're going to pause and let some things shake out and pick up cameras later this year.
Yeah,
That was
I
a
think
pretty
this
big
is,
bombshell.
yes, and I honestly think this is a great idea. Like, I think it's really smart. I think let these people be away from the cameras, like, let them live their lives, like, and then come back. Like, because think about, like, they just filmed the reunion a couple weeks ago, so it's like they haven't even really had a break from each other and from filming.
Or from
So it's like,
Scandoval. They've gone nonstop since then.
Yes. And Ryan Bailey, I listened to his, like, pop culture roundup the other day, and he was talking about it. And he said, you know, Tom and Tom are both in new relationships. Like, let them have those off camera. Like, let's see where they go without the production of it all.
Yes.
Sheena's moving to the Valley. You know, Lala's, you know, being pregnant. Like, let's do that off camera and then come back, you know. So, I don't know. I think it's a great idea. I think giving... When it's, like, a heated season, I always think it's better to, like, give them a break. Because I hate when it, like, continues the next season. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, let them get over this situation so we don't have to talk about it again.
And I personally like changing production schedules because I
Me
feel
too.
Like the cast gets way too comfortable. Like, and it's not, I mean, remember, like, Beverly Hills, it was, like, every season ended with the white party. And
Yes.
I was, like... That's fine, but it makes the cast too comfortable. And same with like Vanderpump Rules, kind of always, you know, centered around Pride Week or Pride,
and it's
the Pride
summer,
Parade
like,
in summer.
Yeah.
And then I think people cast start building their lives around production, meaning like they're gonna save stuff for the, like intentionally save things for the camera. I think the biggest person or the person that's probably most affected by this is going to be Lala, because we talked on this pod about how she may or may not have planned her pregnancy around filming, because
100%.
There was conversations that she would deliver at the end of filming.
Right. She totally
and
planned that. Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So I think she's probably the most shaken by this news. But
100%.
I mean, I don't think this show should be canceled. But I think, yeah, let's give some I don't think it will be canceled. But it's like, let's give the team like some time to like relax.
Yeah.
And
I think
settle
this
in a little
season
bit more.
Has been. I've enjoyed this season. Don't get me wrong. But like the Scandoval redemption arc and stuff, I feel like production misfired a little bit with that kind of stuff. Because I think they thought, like, the audience might be more sympathetic to Tom, and we are not. And so I'm like, yeah, let's recalibrate. Like, let's figure out, like, what do audiences actually want to see? Versus, like, we want everybody to be friends. Like, let's figure it out. Like, no, like, we don't need to see that. You know, we don't need to see that. So, but yeah, I think it's a great decision. And like you said, like, the shows used to be like so random, because you remember New Jersey, we used to see
Christmas,
and you know, we would see those things, and now it's like all summer at the Jersey Shore, and it's like graduation parties and stuff like that, and prom with their kids. And I'm like, no, I like to switch it up. Like, how does your family celebrate Christmas? Like, I want to see Vanderpump Rules on Christmas Day. Like, you know, how do you guys celebrate? So, yeah, I think overall it's going to be a great decision.
Yes. Well, let's get into Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So this was like, I enjoyed this episode. I thought it was
I did too.
Pretty, it was a lot going on. We had
yes.
The something about her drama. We had Kyle Chan. We had
yes.
The Lala's birthday party and a trip to San Francisco and a speakeasy party. It was just like, it was so much.
And I heard multiple people said this was supposed to be the finale. And I'm like, how could it have been? They put so much in this episode. Like, I was like, no, I'm glad they're doing one more episode. Like, it's crazy.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess like the main thing is, you know, something about her is allegedly opening, but we did kind of get into the Penny of it all, the Chef Penny
yes.
of it all earlier in this episode. I don't know. I don't really, you know, they go in, Ariana and Katie go into the store and Anne is there. I'm like, okay, enough.
Enough That's of Anne. Enough yeah, of I agree.
Anne.
I
was like, she is a, I've never listened to her podcast. So I don't know how she is like
no,
off
me neither.
The show, but she's like, like just an odd bird, I'll say,
yes.
on the show.
Are there no more assistants available in Los Angeles?
In LA,
like, it's
and
just so weird.
Like,
but yeah
look at this POS system. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, God. So they're kind of like, obviously the room is in shambles, and they talk
yeah.
a little bit about the zoning and the city permits and all that, but at the end
yeah.
of the day, like, we all know offline that Penny filed a trademark for something about
right.
her, and she is like really wanting like to be a third partner. And Ariana
right.
and Katie have watched these idiot Toms open
right.
a restaurant with no clear boundaries with Lisa and got screwed out of everything.
Right. Right.
And I feel like Ariana and Katie are like, no, like we're the main two. We will
yes.
hire you as a staff member to
yes.
run operations.
Right.
And then that just pissed Penny off.
I agree.
And I love sarcastically Lisa like meddling in on that.
Okay. I was like, why is she here for this scene? Like, I just was so annoyed by Lisa in this scene.
But she's like Penny's like advocate.
Yes. I was like, shut up. I don't know.
She
I just.
She yeah. was like, I know she really wants to be involved. I was like, S up, Lisa.
I know.
Stop.
I know. I know. I was like, we got to slow everything down for Lisa. We got to tell her, you know, explain everything to her. It's just, I hate when she shows up like
yeah,
this.
I like, the only reason I didn't mind the scene overall, because I'm like, everybody's dying to know, like,
oh yeah, I want the information for sure.
Why
yeah.
it's not
right.
opening.
Right.
But I was just like, but Lisa, you could tell, was like trying to be like, y'all need to include Penny. And Ariana and Katie, rightfully so, are saying
yes,
no. They're
right.
staying strong.
Totally.
So, and then, you know, sorry, anything else about that?
No.
Do you want to say? Yeah. So they're kind of getting ready, like Sandoval and Sheena are at Kyle Chan's, and then Lala and Katie are getting ready for Lala's party. I was a little bit confused. I didn't know if you really understood this. Like, why was Lala uninviting Sandoval to the party?
That was the weirdest scene to me. And it almost felt like, I'm a conspiracy theorist, I guess. It almost felt like she, like, told Sandoval she was going to do that and then called him. Because he was just so like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Like, he just didn't even care. And it almost felt like Lala planned this with Sandoval, like, hey, I'm going to call you and say this. Like, because it was a FaceTime to
let you look calm
yes.
and chill on
yes.
camera.
And maybe I'm like a truther, but I just was like, this just
it was
felt
weird.
Fishy
it didn't
to me.
Add up. So
no.
I think it was definitely fishy to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have such fucking whiplash with Lala, because I'm just
yes.
like, which one is it? Are you
yes.
you're like, y'all need to be friends and he needs to come to all of these social events. But
yes.
then the next scene you're saying he can't come to your birthday? Like, why?
Yes. Because I honestly was like, why can't he come to your birthday?
Right.
Like, at this point, who cares? Like, it was just, it almost felt like she wanted to win, like, favor with Ariana, but also, like, look like she's being a good friend to Tom. Like, I don't know. It was like, it didn't give me good vibes. Like, I was like, this is sketchy.
I'm
but
totally
I posted,
with you.
I posted on our Instagram about the whiplash with Lala, because her Amazon Lives, like, last week she was, like, sobbing about the haters. And then this week she posted like, sticks and stones, biatch. Like, I don't even care. Like, y'all can say whatever you want. And I was like, girl, like, it's fine. Like, stop talking. Like, it's just so, like, I can't keep up day to day. Like, where does Lala fall? Like, I just don't even know where she stands with any of it, you know?
I have a question. Like, what the hell is an Amazon Live? Why is all the tea being spilled on Amazon
Live? All the tea from Lala and Kyle Richards is on Amazon Live. And I'm like, I've never watched Amazon Live in my life. I don't get it. I know it's just like an influencer thing. You make a lot of commission from it. But it's so funny that they like spill all their guts on these Amazon Lives. Like, it's almost like embarrassing to me because I'm like, I don't know. It's just like weird.
Or is that their podcast? No. It's not like, yeah, like an Instagram Live. It's no. Amazon Live. Yes. Like, they're trying to sell things, right? Yes.
So they show their like Amazon favorites. So I could be like, I got this from Amazon. Like, and then you'll be like asking me like, are you and Sheena still friends? And I'll be like, yeah, me and Sheena are friends. And then you click on my link and you buy this cup. Like, it's like, it's kind of like, honestly, like QVC. Like, it's like a select, right. Like a influencer's QVC.
Well, I've never watched one in my life.
No, me neither. But I've just seen the clips like on Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Thank God there's podcasts like doing the work for us to like break this down.
I would never. Once again, I'll shout out Vanderpod Recaps. She watches all of them and like puts the recap of what they say. So that's
doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, she's doing the Lord's work. Yes.
But speaking of like conspiracy theories, I have one from the scene at Lala's birthday where they're sitting there, which, I mean, if you guys could see my face, like, what the hell was a birthday party?
I don't know. Like, it was so weird. Thing. Yes, it was so weird.
I don't know. This it was like they were cramped in this room.
Yes.
It was just awkward to me.
It was really weird.
But there's Lala's like, why were you a Sandoval? Like, what were you doing to Sheena? Like, how did it go? Yes. What did y'all talk about? Kind of stuff. And Sheena's like, oh, like, you know, well, we were just working on the music rehearsals, but we did talk and he apologized.
Yeah.
And then they cut away from Sheena's face and it's like a dub over.
Yes. You catch I noticed too? This.
And
yes.
It's like, I miss you, but the voice doesn't match.
No, like, it's clearly sound.
It's
like,
not, it's a yes. dub. It's like yes. an add in, like Franken edit.
Yes. I noticed it immediately.
Guys, like, go back and watch that scene. And
somebody, I think Face Reality 16 posted it on her Instagram too. She was like, this is the worst editing job ever. But I noticed it when I was watching it because I was like, her voice sounds completely different. It's like the octave is different. So yeah, I don't know because I was like, what could she have been saying different? Like, it just was such a weird.
It wasn't even like in the same vein. I mean, no. Sure, like, whatever she said was probably in the same tone, like, right. Of I miss you or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It was just a weird scene. I was like, okay. But I mean, the party was weird anyway, and then add that on top of it. It was just so. Such a strange scene. I don't know. And then I loved like when Brock was like, I don't know where to look. I was just dying.
I know. He's like, I was a Mormon. That's what killed me.
I was dying. But yeah, such a weird scene. I don't really know why Tom Sandoval couldn't have come. Like, I was just like,
yeah,
what would have been the difference? But I loved Ariana's like facial reactions to Sheena. Like, she was just so disgusted by this because Sheena has done this twice. Now
I'm feel like we're beating a dead freaking horse. Yes. Like, how many times in this season are we gonna go back and forth with this?
Yes.
I'm bored with it.
Yes, I'm bored with it. I don't care. And I was like a shred of me was almost on Sandoval's side because I was like, Sheena, you don't make any sense. You're like, I wanna be friends, like I wanna be, you know, together again. And then you release this song that's like a diss track. And it's like, as Sandoval, I would be like, do you hate me or not? Like, it is kind of like, even with Sheena, Lala gets a lot of the hate for the whiplash, but I'm like, Sheena's not really that much different. She's like crying because she wants to be friends with him, but then releasing a song, you know, about him and making fun of him. And so I'm like, neither of y'all make sense. Like, pick a side and stay there. Like, either be friends with him or don't.
And it's like, you know, you could see the transition like over the course of a season, perhaps, but this is like episode to episode.
Literally.
They're changing their tune. And
you're talking about days or weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to think or do. This is.
Yeah. Right.
Because I was like, Sheena, we ended last episode.
Right.
Of him calling you the other woman.
Right.
And now you're in a fight.
Like cussing each other out. Right.
Like. And Ariana brings that up later, which we can get into now, but like, I felt like she did a really good job of putting Brock into his place when he's like,
I agree.
Like, can't we like all be friends? And she's like, for whose benefit?
Right.
You know, and she was using the gray rock, therapy statement, which I honestly didn't know what that was.
Me neither. So I had to look it up.
I was like, what's a gray rock?
Me too.
But they go, there is a scene with the Most Extra show. Joe is randomly there.
Okay, and Sandoval's mom was randomly there, which, yes. Can we discuss this? Like, first of all, Bill, my husband, has not watched the early seasons of Vanderpump Rules, and so he had never heard the Let's Touch in Public song.
Okay.
And he was like, what a terrible song.
And he's like, I'm bringing this back from the archives.
I know. And I was like, oh, this is a classic. Like, I was like, I remember when this was on the show the first time. And, but the shots of Sandoval's mom, like, out in the crowd, like, I just feel like she's just like, what have I done? Like, why is my son this way?
Yeah, she looked like, she had no expressions. Like, no smile,
no,
like, nothing.
No. But I don't know. I thought the Brock conversation was interesting, going back to that just real quick, because Ariana has proven that she can be like coexist with Tom. Because you know, they went to the brunch thing, mm-hmm. and then they went to Tom or to James Kennedy and Allie's house, and like it was fine. Like they didn't interact, but it was fine. And I'm like,
they're
she's
on this
proven,
boat together.
Yes. Like she's proven that she can just ignore him and live her life and be happy. And so I don't really know why, like, what is the pressure that they are like buddies? Cause that's never going to happen.
I think he's just saying I think he's not saying this, but he wants to say like, can Sheena still be friends with him? And you not be mad at Sheena.
Right. Which, I mean, I understand that. But I feel like she has kind of said, like, it's fine. Like, I just don't want to be involved with him. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't feel like I understand what they want from Ariana at this point. I think it's, like, leave her alone. Like, it's just so frustrating to me.
Yeah. And, like, at this point in the season, nobody cares. Like, mm-mm. Pick a different battle. One thing I did want to say really quick was that Schwartz does tell Sandoval that he's down to live with him.
I know.
And
okay.
I don't hate this, guys. That's my truth.
I know. But what is, I wonder what, because currently, you know, Tom still lives in the house. And so I'm like, they don't live together. So I'm like, what does that look like? Like getting their own apartment?
Know, but I feel like, to me, I would totally watch, because I'm a sicko, a 6-episode miniseries that they film before they film Vanderpump Rules of them living together and living a bachelor life.
I would not hate that either.
I would. I'm sorry.
Yep. My husband would love that. He loves watching them be stupid together, so that would be great. Because he loved, like, the scene of them getting the tattoo. Like, he was, like, dying.
Because I feel like I hate them both, y'all. Don't get me wrong, but I'm totally would watch this shit.
Right, right.
But I thought it was just so funny that like Schwartz was like got on one knee and was like, I'll commit to you or whatever.
So yeah, right.
I hate that I like it. Oh my God.
Well, it's entertaining. I mean, at the end of the day, it's entertaining. And it's like, I kind of like watching them be dumb. Like, I don't need to see him crying.
They're not going to have a happy ending. No. Yes, I'm like, I don't want to see Sandoval's fake tears. I'm like, yeah, y'all just go get tattoos and drink Heineken Zeros and live your life.
Right. Talk to 20-year-old girls.
And then Ariana, like the girl power crew, like take over Vanderpump Rules.
I wish they would lean into that.
So we did have a new character join us this episode that we will, and I'm not talking about a person, guys. I'm talking about Dan's hair.
I cannot even tell you how like stunned I was watching my television. Like, I knew he had longer hair because he always has it in that bun, but I'd never seen it down. Like, it is down to his waist.
I thought, I'm thinking like shoulder length.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And it's longer than Ariana's extensions.
Yes, it's like down to his hip bones, I swear. Like, it shocked me to my core. Like, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Because
Like,
he
I
has it like sh
genuinely cannot believe it.
like pulled back in a little bun most of the time and like shaved
Yes.
on the sides. And it's not horrific. I mean, it's not something I'm
No.
attracted to, but
Right.
when they have a scene of him, because he goes on the San Francisco trip,
Yeah.
he films like a dinner scene with her and like a couple of like scenes in the hotel room. Nothing with the group, of
Right.
course, but they like flash into their hotel when Lala comes in there, and you see he just got out of the shower, so he's sitting there with a
Yes.
towel or whatever, and his
Right.
hair is down. And who knew it was so
I
long?
truly did not know. I mean, I could not believe what I was seeing. I was like, I was too stunned to speak. I was just like,
I was
but
dying. We texted each other because I like started to watch the show and I finished it the next day. And I texted you at like 7 a.m. and I was like, the only thing I said was his hair.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
I know.
Well, I texted you and I was like, there's a scene that's gonna like shock you. And you were like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And then it was like, it all clicked. Like, you
Totally. Yes. I was actually like looking on Reddit and there's like a picture,
Oh, yeah.
of
Of
him.
course,
Like
of
everybody is
course.
like freaking out about his hair. It's just a bit long. Okay, so what do we think about Dan overall?
Okay, here's my thing. I don't know, like, I don't think they're gonna get married and live happily ever after. I think he's a rebound. I think they're into each other. I think they hook up, have fun, they're long distance, and I don't see the like problem with it like that some people do. Like, I mean, yeah, you could argue she should have been single and like lived her life, but I'm like, I feel like she just needed a comfort person. She just wanted to have fun. And I don't know. I'm not like, oh my gosh, he's so hot and I want to be with him too. But I'm like, if she's happy, who cares? Like, I don't know. I don't see the harm in it, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, who am I to judge? But I have a podcast where I judge people. But
Exactly.
I don't think that, okay, when I see them together, I don't feel like there's any chemistry, but
Right.
that's just me.
Right.
I feel like she is very, not, I don't know her, obviously, but I'm like, I feel like obviously she's probably like maybe scared of being alone, or she just needs a
Yes.
friend and like a
Right.
support person like through this time.
Totally.
Like, do we even know how they met?
I have no clue.
Let me Google that real quick.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Because that would be interesting. But I guess my point is like, okay, y'all are like together to like get her through this and like navigate this, but why are you still together?
Right. Because I didn't know there was like Sophie Ross actually person that's on Ryan Bailey's podcast, she ran into them in New York City and said they were like making out on the street. Like, they're like really into each other. Like, they're still together. And so, which I thought was interesting. But yeah, I mean, I'm not like, oh, I get why she's with him. Like, I like love him so much. But I will say, I like that he doesn't seem thirsty for camera time. Like, that makes
That
me
I
feel better about
agree.
him.
Yes.
Because he doesn't seem like he's interested at all in like filming, like he's just there for her, which I like. But Lala, I don't know if you saw the preview for next week, she's like really interrogating him and like says he's a square and like I don't get why they're together. And like, for me with Lala, it just seems like she's a hater. Like, I'm just like, it doesn't seem like it's genuine like concern. And
Right.
so I'm frustrated about that. But yeah, I mean, I could take or leave Dan. I don't really care either way, but I definitely think she's someone that doesn't want to be alone though. Like, I definitely
Yeah.
see that for sure.
So I guess they were first seen together at Coachella in April 2023.
Okay. But I don't know how they
So
met. Yeah.
yeah, it doesn't, I don't know if they met. It's hard to tell if they met at Coachella. or if that they just went there together with a group of
Yeah.
friends. And he's a personal trainer.
Right.
I mean, he seems great, nice. And like you said, like he's obviously not thirsty because he doesn't even really want to be
On
on
camera or like
camera at
filmed. Yeah,
all. Like,
right.
I mean, he didn't do any of these group events. I think we discussed this before. I was like, I would love her to date like a NFL player or like some like, rich, wealthy
Yes,
guy that's
right.
like, but because like, I mean, they've even said on the show, like, or maybe it was Sheena, she picked him up from the airport one time. It's like they like split the cost of hotel rooms. Like
Right.
neither of them have a lot of money, and
No,
I'm just like,
right,
girl,
totally.
you're at like the top of the world. You could have any man in the
I
country.
Yeah.
And
I
yeah, I probably
know.
am like, I'm being harsh, but
I know.
the hair enough is a turn off for
The
me.
hair was a
So
lot for me. It was shocking. I will say the only other thing in the episode I wanted to touch on was Sheena and Sandoval's conversation, which again gave me whiplash. Like, what did you think of that conversation? Because she's like defending Ariana to Tom, but it's like, where did this come from? Like, it's just weird. Like, I'm like,
I've
Sheena.
like blacked out. I just can't
Yeah, I
even
just
keep up
can't.
with it
I can't keep
anymore.
up. That's the thing. I cannot keep up. And he even like goes on to say like he was always worried about her mentally, so he's
Oh.
so glad that she has Dan. I was like, shut up, because like last episode he was like, maybe I should give him the rundown. Like she gave
I
him tea. Like it's
know.
just like y'all are also fake. I don't know. It's just annoying. But Sheena like saying like he needs to apologize to her. Like I don't know. I was just like, this is too little, too
About the mental
late.
health thing in specifically, because I was like, who,
Yes.
what place is this of you, Sheena?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I
So
just felt.
I don't know. It felt weird to me. It was just random because I'm like, especially after we've seen Sheena like just go up and
Yeah,
down, up
like
and
we
down.
literally ended with you being called the other woman. And
Yes.
now instead of like addressing that and dealing with that, you're like pushing out Ariana's mental health issue as a reason
Right.
for him to apologize. It was just like misplaced,
Right. Just out of
busy being a
nowhere.
busybody.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right. But
But
next
I
week, is
mean,
next week the finale? I think next week is the finale. They didn't have a next week on. Like it just
no.
ended and went straight into the valley. And so I was like, okay, are they just not announcing it's the finale? Like, I don't know. I just was surprised they didn't say.
Oh wow, I'm trying to see. A Google search. Oh no, the finale airs May 7th. That's
So yeah, that'll be
yahoo.com.
the number one VPR source. So that's next week. So okay, so next week will be the finale. And then I really hope it's only 2-part reunion. I hate 3-part reunions.
There's and what's like there's supposed to be like this big reveal, right? I'm like,
Yes, but I
I
mean the
just don't
only person that
see.
said that is Lala. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't believe her. So I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it. But
Yeah,
somebody said they were like, unless like we find out Ariana's like a serial killer, like what could it be that would like really like just shake us all up? You know, it's
the
just
only
like
thing I was thinking, honestly, now when I was reading the timeline of her and Dan, was
what?
like, was she with Dan before? Like,
Oh,
does
true.
somebody, like, I have no idea, but I was like,
Right.
because it was like, oh, they started dating in April. And I'm like, wait, Scandoval was in
In
March.
March, right. Oh, we did get a response from Ariana's team about the lawsuit against Raquel. Did you see that?
We did. The
Oh yeah,
pod did.
we got emailed this. No, I meant we as the fandom. Which I was like, good for Ariana. Like she basically is asking for it to be dismissed because there's no proof. Like all the proof is in Ariana's favor. But Raquel's lawyer said we have irrefutable proof that you did send the
Right.
video. So I'm like, okay, let's see how this plays out. But I don't know. I'm not quick to believe Raquel. You know, I'm just like, I don't know, or her team, whatever. But we'll see how that plays out
Yeah, we'll
in
keep watch this
the courts.
space in the
Yes.
court of law.
Yeah. Anything
Oh,
else?
darling. No, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk Summer House.
Yeah.
All right. All right, y'all, we're back. Ready to talk Summer House?
Well, I actually, during the break, remember two things, two really quick things. I just wanted to say about the trip, the Vanderpump Rules San Francisco trip, was number one, this boat ride. Like, boat ride from hell. Like, it did not look fun at all. The wind and the waves. Like, I just was like, this was miserable. Like
New York Cartagena trip vibes.
100%. Yeah. It was like, this was, someone needed to be like on the floor crying. Like, it just looked awful. And I just laughed because I was like, this just looks miserable. Because it's totally something you see like online and you're like, oh, that looks so fun. And then you do it and you're like, this was horrible.
Right. It's like the weather.
It was miserable.
Yes. It was like cold. Like,
yes.
The water was so choppy. And,
yes.
You know, Schwartz was like obsessed with how cold the water was, but like, just the air looked cold, like, looked rainy. Yes.
Yes.
Look fun. And I was like, oh my God, I hope somebody's going to get seasick. Does somebody ever?
I kept expecting Dramamine? That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they were drinking too. So I was like expecting someone to get sick, but no one did.
100%.
Which was shocking.
Yes.
But so there's that. And then the second one is, as you all know, as our listeners know, we are hippie truthers. Like, I don't believe that is Graham. You know, I just don't. But I just have a bone to pick with James Kennedy, because last week, literally, James Kennedy was crying because he didn't think he could leave Hippie behind. Where is Hippie on this San Francisco trip? Like, does anyone know? Did anyone mention it? Like, I'm just saying, like, we literally had an entire storyline last week about this. And this week, they're all on a trip, and he is nowhere to be found. And it wasn't even discussed.
Like, they just up and go to San Francisco, no problem.
Right.
But they can't go to Allie's best friend's wedding.
I truly was just like, who has the dog? Like, why are we not talking about this? Like, I don't know. It just really bothered me.
About missing Hippie.
Yes. Because, y'all, he literally was sobbing last week. And, like, comparing it to leaving Summer Moon and Ocean behind. Right. Like, comparing it to leaving his child. And I was just like,
we didn't get a mention.
That's the thing. It's like, if it's a different situation, then explain it. But we literally talked about this. I don't know. It just bothered me. Because I was like, this was such a big deal last week. And then, now it just doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. It was just kind of a weird, like, just, it wasn't consistent, inconsistency with the show, because I was just
100%.
Like, this does not make any sense. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you caught that, but I was just like,
I didn't. But when you were mentioning it, I was just like, oh my gosh, that is so true. Because
yes.
I didn't like even think about it, because I mean, James is like having the time of his life on this trip. He is,
yes,
like, San Francisco is the greatest city on earth.
Yes.
And like Buck Wild in the bubble bath. He's like,
yeah, he's in the bubble bath.
The,
like,
we're having, yeah, in the boat. Like, he is like,
yes,
a weary parent. No, he's not.
No, it was just funny. I just had to bring that up because I was like, last week we watched him cry. We watched everybody, you know, him lay on everybody's shoulder and like sob about this, you know, being a dog parent or whatever. And then this week, it's just like, no one even cares. No one's mentioning Hippie. The name has not come out of anyone's mouth. So anyway, just wanted to, if anybody else noticed that, please message us, because I have a lot of questions.
Graham truthers unite.
I know. Yeah. We are Graham truthers here at OMG.
Maybe they took our advice and went to rover.com. That's not a sponsor, but, you know, maybe.
Use code tell me everything.
Guys.
Okay. But that's all I had to say about VPR. We can dive into Summer House.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get going. All right. So, yeah, let's chat about Summer House.
I don't even really have anything to say except I hate Carl. Right.
Rage against Carl. Carlito is dead. I mean, so yeah, I mean, like, I like started out watching and I was like, my first note is Paige and Craig are so cute.
Okay, we started with a good conversation. Yes,
I was like, great, this is cute, you know, because we ended last episode with Carl having this conversation with his mom and stepdad about like the stepdad's like, I would not marry y'all if I was like your roommate or whatever. But then we start with this like romantic picnic in the park with Paige and Carl, or sorry, Paige and Craig.
Paige and Craig, yeah.
But then we that ends quickly, and we go to Carl and Lindsay's apartment. And number one, I could not get past his disgusting green slippers on the table. They had like grease on the bottom.
They were like Walmart brand. Like it was like they weren't even like nice. And I was like, get your
freaking feet off the table.
I know. I know.
And like the camera just could not get a good angle because it was his disgusting slippers.
No.
But Carl is just like, okay, so I mean, we're not going to go line by line in this little recap, but basically, Carl is such a fucking wuss. I'm sorry for the explicit words, but I just am so fired up about this. He's such like a weenie.
Totally.
He can't tell Lindsay anything straight to her face. You know, and is not doing anybody any favors by like hiding this. So here he is, like, he has the opportunity to talk with her one-on-one and say, look, this is what my mom and stepfather said. But he's just mumbling around. And
Lindsay even says, like, are there any nuggets? Like, is there anything interesting? And he still doesn't say anything. Like,
she's asking like very specific questions. He's like dropping little hints about stuff. Yeah. And she's trying to like reel it out of him, like,
yes,
so what do you mean by that? That doesn't sound very positive. Can you elaborate? Like, she's kind of like trying to like pull it out of him, and he's like, I'm gonna do I'm gonna focus on our relationship. I just love you so much. I still want to get married. She's like, what do you mean? Like, did they make you feel like you didn't want to get married?
Right.
Like, and he just completely beats around the bush with it.
Totally.
And then it's obviously going to come out later. Like, the truth is going to come out later. But it's just like, there was your chance. Like, I don't know. Number one, I'm also like, could you not have discussed this off camera? Because, like, obviously on a reality show, there are things that you want to save for filming. Because he knows the drill. He's been on this for, like, 8 seasons. Like, he understands. But at the same time, like, your relationship.
Yeah.
Deserves more than just like trying to be a producer for reality TV, totally. In my opinion. So it's like, why didn't you talk to her offline? And you chose to film with your parents,
right? I know, that's so the thing, because he did like this blames, on camera. Yes, because he's like, later in the episode, he's like, I know you're gonna find out because it was filmed, so I'll tell you. And I'm like, but you knew this was gonna be filmed, like, y'all had a call time, you got mic'd up, like, this is not. Your parents knew it was going to be filmed. Like, this was not like a hot mic moment. This was like
exactly
filmed. Like, there's a producer standing right next to you. Like,
so it's just crazy. So, yeah, he basically just like beats around the bush. He doesn't tell her anything really truthful about the conversation. They seems to move on. In a later scene, it's her bridal shower. So she's got all of her friends there. It's like a bunch of girls, like,
it's beautiful, like,
on Instagram, like, me when too. It happened,
like a rooftop, and it's like a garden.
Like, she looks stunning. And if we recall, like, from Instagram last year, Carl like came and surprised her, and we were just like, "Oh my gosh!"
I know, we loved it.
He was gonna come, how romantic! And he was like wearing white; it was so cute. So, but then come to find out, like, the whole time, like, there's this looming awkwardness between Carl's mom and Lindsay at this bridal shower. And that's kind of what also pissed me off about Carl not telling her the truth about everything, is that he let Lindsay and Carl's mom have these moments on TV where it was very awkward between them.
Very.
And then they hugged and they talked about getting a mother-in-law. It was just like, he put Lindsay in that situation, you know, because there's no
either tell her everything or don't even say anything at all. Like, why are you, like, because Lindsay, I know know in her brain is like, what did they say? Like, because he's not honest. He just said they have concerns. Like, that's pretty much all he gives her. And so right. she's having to stand there with this woman and be like, well, you're at my bridal shower, but you don't support our marriage. Like, right. it's so awkward. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so awkward. And he, like, I feel like, I'm like, you know, he put her in this situation and that's really rude. Like, kind of, like, no, kind of halfway knowing something was said, but not knowing the full story. And then she doesn't really know how to act. And then yes. Carl's mom, I made a note. I was like, Carl's mom is not honest either. This is where Carl gets it from.
100%.
Because she is avoiding, avoiding, avoiding. Totally. And then why did she mention Lauren Workus?
I know, that was so weird. They did the flashback and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about her. Like, it was a jump scare.
Yeah.
But that was so random. I was like, okay. I don't know. It was so weird.
Yeah, that made me like feel like sad, you know, because I was like, I mean, what a dig. It's kind of a little dig. And that's what Carl totally. Does. Carl's the like king of that.
Like passive aggressive. Yeah.
So the bridal shower kind of ends, and Lindsay did post on her Instagram last night, like something, one of the best things to come out of the summer. Did you see this?
Yes. Yeah.
And it was like her and all the Summer House girls.
All the girls.
Except for Paige.
Yeah.
And she said, we miss Paige or whatever. But then they cut to Paige, and Paige is like, you know, I'm not going to go to a shower for a wedding I wasn't invited to. And
that
I was
is
like,
weird.
That's, I'm on Paige's side with that.
I didn't realize she wasn't invited.
I didn't either. And why would you invite her to the shower? That's tacky.
Yeah, I did think that was weird because I was like, that's not etiquette. Like, you don't invite people to the shower that aren't invited to the wedding. Like, I don't, that was kind of weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that I didn't know because I was like, I wonder where Paige is. I was like, is she in Albany? You know, I'm a truther.
Yes. Yeah.
What's in Albany? No. But I was like, why isn't she there? I was surprised she didn't come just to like be with everybody else though. You know, like Amanda and Sierra, but whatever. But that was kind of weird to me. I didn't realize they weren't invited.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know all the details of that.
Me neither.
But anyway, so we go back to the house and Wes finds out he got a job, and then there's like some obvious tension that's going to bubble up with Sierra and Wes, because Wes admits to the girls that he's like kind of dating other people.
Yeah.
Not, sorry, he didn't even say dating. He's just like texting and
texting
talking
them.
To other girls.
But this didn't really blow up. Like, the trailer made it seem like Sierra like was mad about it. But then what she said was like, you're trash. But she actually said that to Jesse Solomon. So that was kind of funny. That was like a Franken edit because the preview made it look like she was saying that to Wes.
And it was interesting with Paige, Amanda, and Lindsay talking about it later in the bathroom, because even Paige is like, do you really expect a guy to go a whole summer without having sex?
Exactly.
And I was like,
right.
I mean,
that's
again,
how I feel about it, though. I'm like, I think Sierra has every right to say, I don't want to. This isn't a criticism of her. But I'm also like, what does she expect Wes to do? Because they're not dating. They're not boyfriend and
girlfriend.
They're
not moving forward in any way, like even emotionally, let alone physically. But it's like, what does she want him to do?
Yeah.
But I did feel like in this episode, she was seeking out Wes more than she
oh,
has
yes.
in other episodes. Did you catch that too? Because she was like, she like hugged him and kissed him. And I felt like they haven't really shown her.
I've never felt attraction between them until this episode, like true attraction
on her end,
on
like
her end,
like
yeah,
her end. And it's almost like one of those, like, you know, psychological things where it's like, you know, like they say, like, when you start looking for a job or whatever, like you're gonna get, or if you get one job offer, you're gonna get multiple job offers. And same with like relationships. If you go on one date, you're gonna start getting more dates, and that's kind of how I almost feel like. Wes was like, okay, well, F it. I'm going to start reaching out to other people. And then once he started doing that, then Sierra was like, maybe even unbeknownst to her, but she was like, oh, I am attracted to him because he's
like
not
subconscious.
As anymore.
Right.
So I don't know. So that's obviously going to, that's a little pot that's like simmering, you know.
Yes, for sure.
Away. It's, I'm sure, going to come out in the next couple episodes. Lindsay goes into the bathroom with Paige and Amanda, and she's like, you know, talking to the girls, and I thought they had like a sweetheart to heart because she starts crying about Carl's mom,
yeah,
and what she understands of the situation. You know,
right,
she
which is
doesn't really
not the
know
whole
that
truth,
much.
right.
Yes, it's not the whole truth, and she's like feeling like really sad about it. And the girls are being supportive, I
They
think,
are,
at the
yeah.
time. Yeah.
And I, you know, and I feel bad for Lindsay because Carl isn't telling her the whole truth. And at this point, it's been days. And Lindsay's just like, you know, spiraling a little bit because it's like, does my mother-in-law hate me? Like, it's, or my future mother-in-law, like, hate me? Like, it's just so it's so unfair, like, what Carl has, like, the position he's putting Lindsay in. Like, it's just so unfair.
So then everybody goes like out to dinner because Gabby hired the chef and they have all this food.
Yeah.
And but Carl, Kyle, and Amanda are kind of stay back, and they have like a conversation in Kyle and Amanda's room.
Yeah.
What
This
did you
is
think about this
so
conversation?
weird. Well, first of all, it pissed me off because like Carl chose this moment. Like he could have done this anytime and he did it right when they were about to sit down for dinner. Cause you can tell everyone's like, where are they? Like what's happening? And I just felt like that was just like weird.
And he waited till everybody had had drinks.
Of course. Of absolutely of course. And it's like I just felt like cause I think it's Sierra is like, where are they going? Like what is happening? Like, can we eat? And Lindsay's like, yeah, let's go ahead and eat. Like, why are we waiting on them? And I agree because I was like, y'all been at the house all day, like had this conversation another time. Like it just kind of ticked me off. But then like the whole conversation from Carl's point of view, it's all about like the cameras. Like it's all about like, oh, it was filmed. She's gonna find this out. Like it's like fear of getting caught. It's not about being honest with his partner.
But honestly, I don't even think he cares because I don't feel like he. I think when Amanda called him out, like, isn't she going to see this on TV?
True, she
And
brought
he was
that up,
like,
not him. That's
oh
true.
shit, like, I can't deny that anymore.
Right,
So
right.
now I have to do something because Amanda
Yes.
called me out.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, he just blames everybody but himself because he's like, oh, her abandonment issues, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you don't care about her. Like, give me a freaking break. I'm sorry. Like,
But yeah.
to me, Carl gives like he's looking for a way out and he wants everyone else to say it except him. And he almost like to me, he wants Lindsay to break up with him. And she's not
Yeah.
going to. And I'm like, you need to man up and break up with her. Like if you don't want to marry her, tell her that. And I'm not saying that's an
Yep.
easy conversation to have, but like you're such a like the P word that we don't like to say,
Yes.
but it's true. Like I'm like, this is the time this word is appropriate because I'm like, Carl is so wimpy and like won't just talk to his life partner that, you know, alleged like he wants to marry her. He can't be honest with her. And I just think that's really, it shows how
But
immature
yeah.
he is.
And he said, so he's sitting with Kyle and Amanda in their room, and he's like, I had a tough conversation with my mom and stepdad. I didn't want to tell Lindsay everything in
Yes.
order to protect her feelings, quote.
Right.
And then he says, my stepdad told me that, he wouldn't marry us if he was our
Right.
preacher. And Amanda's like, well, have you told Lindsay this? Like, I mean, it's like
Yeah.
like what? Of course, like you need to freaking tell her that.
Yes.
And then my notes is FUCK Carl, and
And
then F this man. Like I just and like r in
yes.
all capital letters. So
Just
then
rage.
Carl gets like so worked up about this, and obviously, like you can tell, like he's like almost having like a breakdown, but it's of his own making 'cause he
100%.
doesn't ha like he could have nipped this in the bud a long time, like earlier this week. So they go
Yeah.
out to dinner, like to the table, and then Carl is like, I need to talk to you after dinner. And Lindsay's like, she knows herself, and she's like, well, I'm just going to be worried about it. Let's go talk right now. So they go
That ticked me
talk.
off too because I was like, why are you gonna like, you know, like we've all been in that situation, like, hey, I need to talk to you about something, we'll talk later. And it's like, no, tell me now. Like, it's
Oh,
like,
no, tell
don't
me
do
now.
that to me. Like, Because I was like, Carl, just make something up. Be like, oh, I was just helping them with something in their room. Nothing, like, it's no big deal. And then talk to her later. But, like, you've ruined dinner. Like, because everyone at the table is like, where are they going? Like, and it's
You ruined Gabby's dinner.
Yes.
And then, and I was like, yes. And you've conveniently waited for her to have a few drinks.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they go inside and they have a conversation. And I think she, like, handled it very well. He still is blaming his mom and stepdad. He has zero, he doesn't say, he never in this conversation says, my parents said this and it made me start thinking and now I don't know.
Right.
And I think he wants to say that. Yes. He looks in this episode, like he wants to call it off. He just cannot
he
do
just
it.
Can't
which
do
is
it.
Just, it's so embarrassing.
Yes. Well,
so
even when he's
like
you know, I talked to my parents, and she's like, yeah, I know, we already talked about it. And it's that's what I'm about to say. You withheld information from her. Like, she already asked you, like, what did they say?
Yeah, she's like, she said, yeah, we talked about that this week, right? Like,
yeah,
we've already had this conversation. Like, what, you know, AKA, like, what did you leave out?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I was afraid, you know, if I told you, you were going to spiral. And she's like, I didn't spiral. Like, I'm literally sitting here calmly.
Right.
He just looks so bad.
He always wants to blame her, like her reactions and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it just really, it ticks me off because I'm like, again, Lindsay has always been who Lindsay is. You know how she is. You know who she is. You know who you're dating. You know who you're engaged to. So yeah, she is an emotional person, but you knew that going into this. Like, why are you acting like, mm-hmm. oh, I just don't know how she's going to react. Like, it's just like, you do know how she's going to react, but just be honest, like, be a man. Like, I'm sorry, be a man and grow up and have a hard conversation. Like,
because he's like, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, like, if this was me and I'm at the Jersey Shore with my parents, I probably would have called my boyfriend on the way home and been like, hey, we need to talk when we get home. Like, this happened, you know, like, or as soon as we got home, I would have been like, my parents said this and I don't know what to do with this information. Like, I wouldn't have been able to hold it in. Like, I would have been like, I want to lay it all out on the table. Like, this is what my parents said. You know, like, I don't know why he's like, taking a week to just tell her what they said. Like, it's just so, it makes it so much worse.
Right. When there was like, you knew it was on camera and there was an intention that you had put this on camera.
Yes.
You coached that dad on what to say. That's
100%.
100%. Because if you could have also defended her and be like, look, y'all need to shut up. I'm marrying her. I love her. Like,
right. And he doesn't say any of that.
He's like starting to get like emotional talking to Lindsay. He's like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed with like my career, money, job, the wedding. And what we know from like offline is like, he did none of the wedding planning. Like he's just
nothing.
Definitely lost. And it's like, I almost like at the end of the episode had like some sympathy for him. Cause he just needs help. Like he needs therapy.
Yes.
He does not need to be in a relationship. I mean,
no.
I know everybody said this, but they did not need to get married.
No. This is the best thing that could happen.
It almost had like some sympathy. Cause he was like, I just feel so overwhelmed.
Right.
And I'm like, but you're overwhelmed.
Yes.
Let's break it down.
Right. Right.
You're not.
But be honest with your partner and
you
say,
don't have,
right. And say, I'm struggling. Like, I feel like this is too soon. Like, whatever. But he's not doing any of that. Like, it's just like blaming everyone else or blaming Lindsay. So yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, I do have a shred of sympathy for him because I do think he's lost. And I do think he doesn't know what to do with his life. And he jumped into this thinking, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yep.
You know, I'm supposed to be in love. I'm supposed to get married. I'm supposed to have a family. But it's like, you really don't have to. And it's honestly interesting, like, the juxtaposition between Carl and Lindsay and Paige and Craig.
Yes.
How Paige is like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I want to be with you, so let's figure it out together.
Yep.
Versus Carl and Lindsay, who are just basically pretending that they know what they're doing, and they don't.
Right.
You know, so it's like, the juxtaposition of that was not lost on me.
100%.
I was like, and I mean, I don't know what I'm doing with my life half the time. So it's like, you're not alone in this, Carl, but why are you like pushing, you know?
I think that two judgy girls made a comment. They were like, Carl should move to San Francisco, or like
100%.
He needs to be like on the West Coast. And I was like, honestly, this guy does not need to be in New York. Like,
I agree,
he needs
completely.
Like a much different life, like change of pace.
Yes.
Lifestyle. Like, you know, we have people in our lives that we feel like could benefit from a move and like a fresh right. start.
Just a fresh
start.
And I think
there's like, just like reinvent yourself in a different city and like,
yes.
And invest in therapy and, you know.
Well, Carl doesn't do like the work hard, play hard lifestyle anymore like he used to, you know, because he's sober, but he's also just trying to figure out what he wants to do. And I'm like, the Cali lifestyle might be.
Yeah, you're California sober, so yeah. Go to California.
Like, you know, you don't have to wear a suit and, like, you know, rush to meetings. Right. Like, you can just be, like, chill and, like, you know, vibe out at the beach. Like, I know he'd still need to get a job, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like he
the
could.
The hustle and bustle of, like, a city life, yes. you know.
Well, we know Kyle works hard, plays hard. Like, Kyle works the grind all week, and then he parties all weekend. Carl obviously doesn't do that anymore. So why don't you move to California, get a chiller vibe, you know? But I know that's hard to, like, move across the country, but I was just like, I think he actually could benefit from that 100%.
Yes, I totally agree. Yeah, the two judgy girls said that, and I was... Barrett, yes. I was like, you know what, you're spot on with that. So
I agree.
But I don't know. I don't know, like, what's the online sentiment about Lindsay and Carl?
I know. I haven't seen much discourse, but I was just enraged that he was just talking to everybody but Lindsay. And even when he talked to Lindsay, he wasn't being truthful. And it's just so frustrating yep. to see a grown
and
man
she's, like,
act like
not
this.
Operating with all the information, and that's not fair to anybody.
It's not, no, absolutely.
It's really not. And no. When the world has the rest of it, like, we have a
yes.
big chunk of that information you didn't share,
right? Right.
So it's just, it's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just sucks. And this episode definitely to me made him look in a
the
really
worst.
Bad light.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm interested to see what will come.
I know.
Sierra was a bitch to Jesse Solomon, by the way.
I know. I did not like that. I did not like that at all.
That was rude. Because I
thought it was
I'm
unfair.
Like, you, I think she's projecting something onto him, you know, because I'm like,
yeah.
He's single. He can do whatever he wants to
right.
do. And
right.
he's not promising these girls anything, you
no.
know?
No.
So
and I also
I
laughed because I'm like, honey, you were with Austin. What's his name? Austin Kroll from Summer House. Like, give me a break. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just saying, like, Austin Kroll is, like, about town in Charleston doing whatever the heck he wants. Like, I just laugh because I'm like, yeah, I'm like, give me a break. I think Jesse Solomon's a good guy, and he's just a young, hot guy in New York. Like, what do you expect from him? You
yes.
know?
Yeah. So, I thought that was a really rude comment. So.
I do too.
Justice for Jesse in this
episode. I know. See,
Rod. It was like, yeah, next week looks good. I mean, this is a wonderful season of Summer House. Like, I'm definitely enjoying it. So,
were there any nuggets on Watch What Happens Live? You watched? I didn't
watch
it, so
I
was just curious.
It had Danielle, and I'm sorry to the other person. It was like a true
I don't know who she was.
Podcaster,
yeah,
Dateline gal.
Never heard
I'm
of
sorry.
Her.
I'm sure she's wonderful in her field. I didn't. I mean, it's fine. I have nothing to say.
Okay, I don't know if there's any nuggets
Danielle
of
did
truth.
Reference the butt shot of the
what'd she say?
She was like. She was just like, oh, so, the other girl that was with Danielle was like the elephant in the room. She was like, yeah, so, you know, so they like made a joke about that happening. So,
okay. Poor Danielle.
Anyway, so.
All right.
Yes,
well,
y'all, tell us what you think.
Yes,
we
we'll be
hear.
back
Tell
Tuesday.
Us everything.
Yes.
Our plan, yeah, we plan to be back on Tuesday with. I don't know, since you talked about Summer House
today,
but I'm sure Bravo will.
Something will happen.
Something's gonna happen, so we will be back next week.
Yes.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. How do you feel about Gypsy being at Sir?
Yes.
You know, and oh, I guess we'll be watching New Jersey.
I know. It
so
won't
that's
be long.
What we're gonna be chatting
I
about
know.
On Tuesday. So
it won't be long
because it starts on the 5th, right?
Oh, is it the 5th? Okay, I was actually just looking that up, so let's see. But
do,
yeah,
tell me what you think. Yeah.
May 5th. Yes, Sunday, May 5th. So,
all right. So we will be ready to chat.
I
and
forgot. Yeah.
Be gentle with us.
Okay. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.